Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf in Practice. On today's Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us what exactly was the Tefillah Ktzara, the short Tefillah that the Kohen Gadol would say in the Kodesh Kedashim, or really outside the Kodesh Kedashim, on Yom HaKippurim. So the Gemara tells us it was as follows. It's around 15 wide lines down on Nun Gimel Beis. It says, Im Shchuna Te Geshuma, if it's a very hot year, it should be a rainy year. And then the Gemara says, Rav Acha Berei D'Rava Mesayim Ba Mishmei D'Rav Yehuda. He would conclude the bracha, the tefillah, saying, Lo Ya'idi Ovid Shulten Midbeis Yehuda, that they should not cease to have a leader from Shevet Yehuda. And Rashi quotes in the pasuk, Lo Yasu Shevet Mehuda, that the Shevet, the Melech, the ruler, should not cease to continue to come from Shevet Yehuda. That we should not have to rely on each other for parnasa, nor should we allow the tefillah of the travelers to be answered, because they are going to daven that it not rain, and we of course need rain. So the question of Yashiv asks here, it says, I don't understand, why was this, or at least part of the tefillah, in Lashon Aramis? Why was the whole thing not in Lashon HaKodesh, number one? Number two is that it's a problem, because when it's Lashon Aramis, so then the Gemara tells us that the Malachim are not able to take your tefillah inside. They're not able to understand Aramis. So you need Malachim to help bring in your tefillah. So why was it Lashon Aramis? Why would you avoid utilizing the Malachim? So Rabbi Yashiv says regarding the second question of the Malachim, he says that's not a problem, because in the Heichal there were no Malachim, so you couldn't utilize Malachim anyways. It was straight from the mouth of the Kohen Gadol to the ears of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiviyachal. Whether it's Lashon Aramis, Lashon HaKodesh, it shouldn't make a difference. But then you still have the question, so why did the Chazal opt for Lashon Aramis for part of the tefillah, and not Lashon HaKodesh for the entire tefillah? And here, it's brought down, he quotes from the Gra, that because there's a concern of Dvarim Shebichsav, Iyata Rashai La'omrim Baal Peh. There's a Gemara in Gittin that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch as well, in Simen Mem Tes, that Psukim, Dvarim Shebichsav, you are not allowed to recite by heart, Yata Rashai Lamrim Baal Peh. So therefore, if the tefillah was the Lashon HaKodesh, they would say, Lo Yasu Shevet Mi Yehuda. That's a pasuk in Parash Vayechi. You can't say that by heart. There's no sitter. He wasn't holding a sitter. He was saying the tefillah Baal Peh. And since part of the tefillah was a pasuk, it had to be said B'Lashon Aramis. That's the answer of the Gra. Now, Rav Yashiv says there's a problem here, because the Gra says this is only true, the concept Dvarim Shebichsav, Yata Rashai Lamrim Peh, Pe Baal Peh is only true when you're being motzi other people. When you're saying a tefillah by yourself, so then you're allowed to say things al peh. But this is a tefillah by himself. So he says, nonetheless, still they wanted to have lichachila to avoid this concern, even though it wasn't being motzi people. Then he has daiti. I thought he was being motzi people. Even though the tefillah was only the Kohen Gadol, but not everyone else's tefillah, but he's saying a tefillah on behalf of the entire tzibur. So maybe this is considered a being motzi yidei acherim, and therefore you would have the concern of dvarim shebichsav iyata rashai lomar baal peh. And for that reason, you have to say it in Lashon Aramis to avoid that issue. He does note, and Rambam writes the whole tefillah in Lashon Kodesh. He changes the gears of the Gemara, and everything's in Hebrew, but he does make one subtle change, which is Lo Yasir Shevet Mi Debeis Yehuda. He doesn't say Lo Yasir Shevet Mi Yehuda, but he adds the Dalad Mi Debeis Yehuda, and that, says Rabbi Yashiv, would also be sufficient, so it's not exactly the way a pasuk appears, and it's not a violation of Dvarim Shebichsav Yata Rashi Lomrim Baal Peh.